Estates Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, July 20th. I'd like to call it to order, ask everyone to stand. We'd like to do an opening prayer, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I've asked Eddie Reddick Jr. to say the prayer this morning.
That's what they said to us, Almighty God.
Yes.
That you would hear our prayers, you hear our thoughts, within ourselves, within our being, Almighty God. All the things that are within our minds, our spirit, and our soul. As we look upon this world that's in front of us, Almighty God, we place you at your head, and we follow you in all ways. Yes, Almighty God, open up our hearts and minds to find that fellowship of strength, that fellowship of relationship. The Almighty that makes us all strength, all strong, as human beings, as those things people, as people of all races, come together to work for the common good. And we, Father, we ask these things in your name, and in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Before we start, I'd like to recognize some of my people. In my younger life, I got sick. I just wanted to call it my chief. She told me, thank you. I wanted to address the woman I sat by all that time. It was a great honor, and it always will be. Councilwoman Rosemary, I want to tell you thank you. Could never say enough to you. I appreciate it. With that, I'd like to have the roll call.
Councilwoman Bowden?
Here.
Councilman Tricola?
Present.
Here. Councilwoman Irwin? Here. Councilwoman Redford? Here. Councilwoman Redford? Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates? Present. Thank you.
With that, I'd like to add in on our accounts reports.
Mr. Swan,
you go right ahead.
Okay.
Please.
I'll start with the, obviously the information sheet for June. In June, we collected $2,853,084.81. Our average price per barrel of oil in May is $45.23 a barrel. Our average highest posted price for June, $45.22 a barrel. Today, that price was $42 a barrel. Our average daily oil produced for May was 12,041 barrels. Our gross barrels produced in May was 373,583 barrels. Royalty barrels, 57,261. Our gross barrels, gross barrels, 15.34%. Our total oil royalties collected in June, $2,594,578. Our gas royalties, $171,594. Our tank bottles, $307. Goes the total oil and gas royalties collected in June of $2,766,479. And in May, we made $1.82 per barrel bonus average.
Counsel, do you have any questions? Does that take care of it, Jim?
Yes.
Good day. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Did anyone have any questions on the other county reports you received?
Thank you, Chairman. Are you referring in regard to the S-510?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just have a couple of questions. Is that person available?
Mrs. Young. Mrs. Rowe.
Oh, they're not here?
No. If you'd like, I can have them call.
That's fine. I'll chat later.
Yes, sir.
Chairman.
Yes, sir. I'd like to move on to number five, BIA report, Superintendent.
During the month of June, Branch of Field Operations reported 94 lease inspections with 17 follow-up, 48 gas meter calibrations, 33 tank strapping witness, 24 spills or leaks inspected with 26 inspection follow-ups, 38 tanks were gauged. The Branch of Lease Management recorded 12 assignments, 85 division orders were approved, and 21 leases were terminated. Producing wells for the month of June, 18,111, less 3,279 for saltwater disposal wells and other wells, for a total of 14,832 producing. The Branch of Subsurface Minerals reported 7 drilling permits that were approved, 12 workover permits that were approved, and 11 plugging permits that were approved. Branch of Enforcement Lease Compliance reported a number of 24 non-compliance notices that were sent out during the month of June. Inspections were made by the Branch of Enforcement Lease Compliance, and we were able to close out 16 spill closure incidents. That basically takes care of my report.
Do we have any questions? No.
I have one, but not necessarily exactly off of the report. The APAC and Candy Creek and the discussion brings it to mind. In the past, as the council remembers, like, we have been trying to enforce the, what we found out to be the CFR for 10% of rock and related material for mining. I guess I'd say other rock and material. It was my understanding from previous reports by the BIA that all the leases or permits for the rock and sand and such would come up every 5 years or so. So that we should be seeing those folks and getting them converted over to 10%. A report you gave us a while back showed what we've been told by the BIA was not correct. That there were some of them had open-ended and never had to come back. It was the same forever. Well, to me that created an unfair situation. So my question to you is, since we see that those leases that are not paying us the 10% are a violation of CFRs, and probably were not intentionally exempted from that by the previous tribal council, because I don't believe they knew that was the case, would that trigger the ability to bring those companies in and negotiate with them, perhaps if that's what the council did, to impose the 10% on them also, so that there's not something working in an unfair advantage to the ones that we are getting that from. If, with that fact, triggered the ability for the BIA to bring them in to renegotiate.
I would have to probably run that past our attorneys. What I would recommend that we do at this time, I know that at the last Minerals Council, the same question was brought up. We went in and started looking at our leases and noticed that they did have it in there as long as it was, you know, under production or continuing to mine for that purpose. What I would recommend at this point is a letter from the chairman to the concern, that you're concerned, and asking the Osage Agency to have that reevaluated as to whether or not the Osage Agency would be able to contact the individuals and say that they needed to come back in and renegotiate. We could do something to that effect. Because we'd have to ask our attorneys.
Chairman, thanks for the help and understanding. But we've talked about this before, and I appreciate your report. Very good. We've talked about this specific issue. In my mind, I've made it, I'd like to bring it out to the council, to the Bureau, that we had the case in August 10, 2015, that gave the head right holders through the tribal, or through this council, the ability to set the value of our assets. So, the response I got from you, Ms. Phillips, was you can always go up, but, you know, that's half the story. I think it can go the other way, too. In 1949, we had a referendum vote, and our shareholders, head right holders, voted at that time in the referendum to be able to lower those royalties for the Burbank operation. Now, my seat, I can't speak for all. I think if we put that in jeopardy by going, I'm appreciative of the August 10th, 2015 ruling. It gives us the ability to keep our massive operation that big, keep going with it. So the ability to determine value, in my mind, is still rests in this council. So I just want to make sure, and I'd like to chat with our attorney about this issue. Maybe we can have him talk with yours. We want clarification on where that stands. I feel that we've got an understanding, a clear understanding on oil and gas. It seems like the sands and rock, that these minerals are still maybe operating in the old way. Maybe let's have a communication and see if we can get that straighten out on both our ends. So if that's okay, I would like to bring that up to our attorney. Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman Harris.
Listening to what Tommy has to say, Councilman Rickman, that's fine. You don't want to be able to negotiate a fair good price. But I also think it'd be interesting if we could send out a letter, keep that option open, so that if we do need to, we can call in and others. Rock quarries and renegotiate. Because I was under the impression also every 5 years, you know, we had a yearly permit that was issued. Every 5 years we review it. So I would actually we still have an option to talk to them and review it. Just as an option.
Just a housekeeping measure. I made a trip over to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and I saw that in the, I believe it's the operator's room, there's the regulations for the final rule from May of 2015, and I was wondering, why are they there? They're obsolete now, so why are they there as if they were a handout? You don't know? The reason I know that those old rigs, that final rule is there is because I picked one up when I was over there.
Okay.
And I found it odd that you would be having a handout that is not correct for people to pick up and take, as if it were the rule.
Those handouts probably were put there when we were going through all that. Mm-hmm. I'll see that they're removed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, there's a new company here I don't recognize. I just wanted to ask you all about them. Cardinal River Energy. Who have they bought out?
Oh, they've been there probably 8 years.
Where at?
Over by Ponca.
Over by Ponca? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe they'd like bought out.
No, they've been here 8 or 9 years.
They have been? Okay.
Are they over by the Star Line?
Yes, they're actually south of there.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'd like to go back to the lot situation. Before we can actually even set our own price, as Councilman Greg pointed, they see if we have the right to go up or down with it. We have to bring them to the table. Now, right now, we don't have the ability to bring them to the table. And I believe that our actions of setting a 10% for the others would bring upon us the responsibility to make sure that what we're doing is fair to all operators within the county. And I felt the decision would probably get us there, but it won't. It's still, as I stated, once we got it, then the council could decide what they were going to, what action they were going to take about it. But I think we need to bring them in so that we can at least have the option of correcting an injustice that I think we were certainly part of creating.
I'm going to add one thing. Trust responsibility says that's their job. We were already told they were going to go back in, review these people, bring it to us, let us know, as Councilman Yates talking about, where it's at. Now, we were told that in this chambers by Janine Hale. You all agree with that?
No.
Has anyone seen it?
No.
I know I haven't. Fiduciary trust has many angles to it. This is going to be one of them. We didn't come up with the 10%. Our trustee did come into this chambers and told us, oh, we should have been getting that. That's not our job to fix this wagon. That's their broken wheel. We got to help on this. So that's what we need, is that report, who it is, how long they have, what they're paying, and how long they've been paying. Is that all right with you folks?
Yeah.
Now, Councilman.
Okay. I really don't want to talk about injustice, because that could be a sure long subject here. But our first loyalty and a responsibility is to the Osage annuitants, period. Thank you.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. When we started this discussion, it was, as Chairman says, we were given this 10%, which sounds good to me. The only thing I just want to be aware of is that those decisions rest in this council rather than the Bureau, in my mind. I just want some clarification on that. I see the leases that are out there. Now, if we have a lease out there that did not come through here and was blessed by the council to operate with such a revenue set up and agreed to by both parties, well, yeah, I'm in favor of bringing them in. But if we made a decision and we move forward with a resolution out of this council, then to me that's a separate issue. If the council and Yates would like to bring them in, I don't see a problem with that. I just want to be clear that the decision to set value for their Osage mineral asset rests in the hands of the Osage Headright Holder. And that was being decided August 10, 2015, in my mind. I'd like a little bit of clarification. And if I could finish, I've got some other things, and I'd like to hear your response. I'm sorry to jump in here. I've just got a couple of questions on your report. What are your findings on the gas metering inspections?
The 48, yes, sir.
Gas meter calibrations, can you elaborate?
On the findings, what
yeah. You're inspecting, what are your...
I'd findings? Have to look at the reports yourself, as far as you're talking about errors or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to look at each one and make a determination.
Have you ever had to handle one in a discrepancy?
Sure.
May we have a copy of all the reports?
Sure, you can.
So The second question is, and I'm getting some communication from our gas consultant Susan Foreman, just writes a letter to me stating that gas purchase contract, she feels that these are outdated and that we are paying well below the market value. So we're in a business, or at least I think we'd like to make sure that the Osage head ride holders get each and every dime that's going to them. I'd like to visit with, and she's also recommending that we go to this first gas contracts and gas value chains class. This is given by SOER. They do the, I believe they're responsible for the oil and gas summit, gathering in Oklahoma City that I'm planning to attend. So I thought about if that's okay, we could communicate, if I could attend or someone with the Bureau would like to attend this course, and just to kind of see if there's anything update new that we need to consider and practice things that we can capture extra value. In my tenure on Minerals One, you know, we had a lot of communication with the Bureau back then. I felt like oil and gas was well handled. The team on the field was doing a great job. But at that time, the Bureau kind of said, yes, let's get our processes better for gas, and we'd love to work with you on that. So is that something you would be interested in? I could attend this, maybe one of your folks can.
We've already been attending the ISHM. You're talking about the ISHM training in Oklahoma City, oil
yes,
and gas measurement? Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Councilman.
Okay. Mr. Winlock, do you know if whether or not we have any liquid gas contracts?
I'd have to check into it. I couldn't.
Okay, you don't know that off the top of your head?
No, ma'am.
Ma'am, would you repeat that for me? I didn't hear it.
I'm curious. I'm looking for liquid gas contracts, looking for liquid gas royalties. I can't seem to find anything anywhere. So if you would, please, I'd like to know what contracts you have and who they're with.
Okay.
If we do have such a thing in Osage County?
Sure.
Thank you.
Councilman, anything else? Superintendent, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, hang on.
Please.
Just a minute, please. So I was thinking that we were already reporting on dry and liquid gas, but I don't see it there. Before the Osage Agency approves any lease under 214 or 226, there is a requirement of a Osage Minerals Council resolution. So on the ones that were previously approved under 214 before Ms. Howe brought it to your attention that the regulations actually say 10%, we did have resolutions to that effect. So what we can do is prepare a report and identify and provide all that information to you so that you collectively can review it.
Okay.
I think maybe that will help.
Sure, that'd be great.
That was offered how many months ago? Was it March? February? Yeah, in any case, that's exactly what we would like to see.
Okay.
Council, do you have any other questions? I only have one. Oh, go right ahead.
I'm sorry, no, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the coffee bill reports. We're looking at some of the reports from the quarterly reports and just the amount of data you all are handling. You know, and it's challenging, but we want to improve the process. That's kind of the flavor of our inquiry. But the Coffeyville stuff is really good, and making sure I get a chance to review all that, and I'm hoping maybe with our work with our new staff person, we get all that information out for our shareholders too. So if there's any thoughts on any of the information you're providing us, if you have anything, thoughts on, hey, we think this is not supposed to go out, we can have that conversation. But in my mind, I'd like to let the stakeholder, which is our Osage head ride holders, understand where their dollars are going and how it's being calculated.
I would like to propose, and I've brought this up before, when the Minerals Council is approached or receives some type of proposal by an oil and gas company or someone interested in getting a lease under 214, if you would share that information with the agency so that we would have a heads up and be able to maybe advise you as to what we're looking at, that would hopefully help you, help me help you. So, you know, when I come over here to these meetings, kind of like with the liquid gas, that's what I was looking, because I thought that we were reporting on that, and I will ensure that it's in there in the future. But in order for us to improve maybe working together, if we just kind of get a heads up as to what's going to be on the agenda or whatever's in your books, I would appreciate that.
There is some reporting on liquids. I've seen it. It's in dry grass, dry gas, excuse me. We were told there for since January 2016, it's the current amount of June. And then it matches the previous page where it shows the purchasers. And I'm not sure if that's complete or not, but it says Sayhawk Corporation, this one's, and then this several others below it. Which I'm not sure it's kind of active out west. And I do know that they have an active liquid production there currently. Mm-hmm. I see them trucking in now there several times a day.
Well, good. I'm glad that I was under the impression we were reporting that, so I'm glad you found it. Thank you.
I still would like to have a copy of them, please.
Okay.
Just comment on the subject matter here. It's been well established for quite some while about our gas purchase contracts are a problem for us in terms of what we're doing. If you review those contracts, which we don't get to review beforehand in terms of the council, but it's like the oil purchase contracts, we don't do them. But much of our gas, or much of our liquids on some of those contracts is just given away. It's not even paid for to the producer. So they're not getting paid for it to us either, of course, if we're giving it away. If you go to look at them, we're giving away approximately half our gas stream.
Yeah.
And then what we are getting paid for is oftentimes far below what market value is. That was one of the reasons that we dealt with this within the negotiated rulemaking on the gas, the way we want to do it. In order to change that, you have to change the gas purchase contracts. And I thought it would be something that we'd have to figure out how you trigger doing all of that in the past. You know, otherwise it'd just be attrition. So it's been established for quite some while, even in Minerals Council 1, I think, we were able to look at it. They didn't get to see the books as well as we did in Minerals Council 2 when they threw everything open after the settlement and let us actually in to see it. So, yes, it would be very helpful for everybody to study that. Yes. You'll get to see it. Now, what you can look at, the top of the reports are great, but the quarterly reports you get have all the gas in it, all the gas sales, all the, just the same as what you see on the cost report for oil. You get to see the sales. You get to see how much was removed, how much was gas, was liquids, and how much was dry gas. So you can see that in the quarter reports that we get to the DIA and have been getting for a long time. The Caulfield's a really good way to look at it. Short term, shorthand, but I would encourage the council to look at those quarter reports. There's much more information in there than what's just in the report of the Caulfield. Thank you.
Just to add on to the conversation as it's going here, I believe the Coffeyville report gives us, and we met with Ms. Phillips and some of the crew of the BIA in their chambers on the Coffeyville report, which I think that tells a story on kind of how the Bureau is handling validating the volumes and validating the procedures to get us a good report into
the quarterly report. So I think both of those, I appreciate the thought that we go, we very much want to review that quarterly report, and I've had some conversations here recently with Mr. Swan on that quarterly report. I will bring some of that up maybe later, but the Coffeyville report gives us, with the input from the Bureau, exactly how, what all the steps and procedures that they're doing in the field, in the office. We appreciate your summary. That day, that was a very good summary on how we're accounting for on our oil side. Again, I think, at least in the past, we've had communications with the Bureau that said, hey, let's work together to improve the gas side. So I'm still in favor of doing that. I've got some communication with Susan Foreman. There's other contractors out there. There's other consultants. We'd like to just start the process and see how we can, what we can do on the mineral side, on our council side, to get those numbers better. And I think you're doing a great job. Our Osage is out there. They're doing a wonderful job. You know, you got a big reservation, and by no means, but like I said, my experience in oil companies, always room for improvement. I should keep on improving the process. Thank you, Chairman.
Superintendent, you quoted 214. How much of that are you going to use on your CFR?
I'm sorry, what?
You quoted you're going to use 214, 226. How much of 214 are you going to involve? Just that percentage part?
On 214, on 214, what I'm going to do is provide you with the report as to all the leases that you have under 214,
yes,
as well as provide you with copies of the resolution so
thank
that
you
will be able to see what's in existence right now.
Council, do you have any other subjects? I'd like to just close with one. When we get to City of Skyview, we did that where we're going to go ahead and permit out. But then that report that you're going to have is going to show where something was taken before they received it. Will you make sure to clarify that and give them full compliments on what happens when you break a federal law in the Osage? Especially from a place that my nation gave them their home. Very few tribes have ever given up anything. And then I want St. Louis back too. Thank you. Well, it's the only non-municipality in the United States. You don't believe me, check it. So they don't hold any of these federal laws. Your brother take care of that.
Here, here.
Thank you, ma'am. Good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next new business item I'd like to go to is the AT&T Sandy Sewell permit. We've reviewed that and talked about it. I'd like to go ahead and send them the actual letter that allows them to complete their project for their home. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, sir.
I'll go ahead and we'll have that out today on the AT&T one. Yeah, I'll bring that to you. It's all on this one. PL account. Yes.
I'd like to table this if we could. Our attorney will be here this afternoon. I think it was needs to be addressed by him to us. If we could, please, sir.
Is that fine with the council?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
Or is it up to him and his, you know?
Would you put that in form of a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we table the subject matter of the PL accounts for the July 20th, 2016 meeting, that we table it until our attorney gets here this afternoon.
I second that.
I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Without any other discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman
Crum? No, I think this has been settled a long time ago. We want to close these out. We have a mechanism to do it now, so. And give the money to the shareholders.
Yes, sir.
So, No, I don't see the need to hold that.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
I'm going to vote no for the same reasons Galen. I think this, if we do collapse this account, deal account, it should go into the shareholders.
Yeah, I really don't have a problem with that, it's the process, sir.
Ma'am. Very good. Thank you. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion going to executive session. Excuse me, Councilwoman.
I just had a question for the superintendent. On July the 18th, Ms. Big Heart Tranlow sent a letter to you about the windmills. Have you answered that yet, Ms. Hanson?
I received the letter, I haven't prepared a response, no, but I will CC you on that.
Okay, I think there's some good questions in this that need to be addressed by you and clarify some things for us, too. Could you have Councilwoman Redcorn repeat the question, because I couldn't hear you?
Oh, excuse me. I just wanted to know if the superintendent had responded to Ms. Big Heart Tranlow's letter dated July 18th. On the windmills.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Should have a copy of it.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll take care of it before we go into the motion. I want to do a little housekeeping. There's some information these gentlemen have they'd like to hand out to us. Mr. Knapp, would you possibly, before we break, hand our counsel? These books are our history. And before they're destroyed, they wanted to bring them to us.
Nice.
And if you will, just please.
So, Mr. Brewer, I have important, and thank you for taking just a minute. These come from one of my partners in Spyglass. He was a history buff and loved Osage and worked his entire career here. These were surplus in the library, probably going to be disposed. He thought of you. And, it's an original report from 1938 on subsurface geology in the Osage County from the Department of Interior. So, please, we have one for you.
Councilman.
Thank you for this. We appreciate that. We've heard about this information from Shane Mattson that recommended that this report is...
That's my partner, Spyglass, and that's where these come from. He found them.
Amen. Thank you.
He asked me to present them to you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
With this report and with the information we got on production histories that we... were successful in getting out of the Bureau and getting online. We had the ability to give us a pretty good composite sketch, Jim, in his sense on what the status of, what the future is within the Osage. And it was quite an extensive report. Of course, it's something for us to have and no one else. But wanted to know if his comments were a lot of that information came out of this, out of the production histories that we have that nobody else has in this country, in Oklahoma. So, but again, we appreciate this.
Thank you.
I do appreciate this. And if he finds any other things, like maybe the Oswego maps or the Mississippi maps, ours seem to have been taken to the recycled center. And if he comes across those, sir, I sure would appreciate a copy of those, the originals.
I'll mention that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive.
I'll make a motion to go into executive.
I need a second, please.
Yeah.
I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Nolan, seconded by Councilman Chisholm, without any discussion. I'd like to go into executive session to discuss these two items.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Irwin? Yes. Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Senator Wallace?
Yes.
Councilman Gage?
No.
Councilwoman
Bush?
Yes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to take a short recess, and we'll be back in the chambers.